USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A judge issues a temporary restraining order blocking the release of downloadable files to create 3D printed guns. Those files were to go downloadable today. Yesterday, before the judge in Washington State issued his order, Senate Democrat Chris Van Hollen called for a permanent ban.
Evading metal detectors at airports, putting the entire flying public at risk. Number two, a complete end run around the criminal background system, which is already flawed. And number three, not allowing us to trace guns used in crime.
In a tweet yesterday, President Trump said being able to download plans to make guns doesn't make much sense. Vice President Mike Pence is in Hawaii today to formally receive the remains of 55 American MIAs from the Korean War. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
17 wildfires continue to rage in the state of California. The largest in Northern California has now burned over 112,000 acres.
The Carr Fire, first name for the road that it started on, has destroyed more than 800 homes and is now the seventh most destructive fire in California history. It's 30% contained. More than 3,000 firefighters are battling the blaze, coming in from 16 different states across the country.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Two U.S. Senate Democrats are pushing a measure to require the census to ask Americans about their sexual orientation and gender identity. Senators Kamala Harris of California and Tom Carper of Delaware introducing what they call the Census Equality Act. The two senators say the information would help the federal government provide better services to the LGBTQ community. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump pushing voter ID as he spoke at a rally in Tampa, Florida late yesterday. He said ID's already required to make many purchases.
The only time you don't need it, in many cases, is when you want to vote for a president, when you want to vote for a senator, when you want to vote for a governor or a congressman. It's crazy.
The president emphasizing only American citizens should vote in U.S. elections, accusing some Democrats of wanting to give illegal immigrants the right to vote. A Turkish court denying an American pastor's appeal to be released from house arrest and to have his travel ban lifted. Andrew Brunson making the appeal earlier this week after he was released from jail and placed on house arrest. Brunson has been under arrest in Turkey for nearly 2 years on charges of terror and spying activity, charges he denies. And New York City's new policy not to prosecute cases of marijuana possession will be going into effect today in the Big Apple. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance announcing yesterday his office will no longer prosecute any such cases unless pot is being sold in large quantity or if there's a threat to public safety. He says the new policy will reduce marijuana prosecutions in Manhattan by 96%, from about 5,000 to less than 200 a year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.